What's going on, everybody? You're listening to Small State Big Takes, presented by House Enterprise. We have a message from our friends over at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Whether it's a college football bet, an NFL bet, or all types of sports bets, the DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. If you use the code SSBT and bet $5, you can instantly score up to $200 in bonus bets. Listen to the episode to hear more information about this DraftKings promo, but if you're a new customer, head on down to the DraftKings Sportsbook, use the code SSBT, and instantly score those bonus bets. Enjoy the episode, and remember, the house always wins.
Welcome back to Small State Big Takes. This is episode 269. Hashtag nice. Opening take for Stephen O. Scott. What do you got?
Yo, 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 what the hell is going on? Very happy to be here once again. Yeah, just talking before the episode here about my trade history with Oliver. I'm looking right here. Another great trade we made. Sandy Alcantara for Mike Trout. How about that?
Oh, Oliver? I have Mike Trout. That's right.
You have Trout, you fuck.
That's right.
You're over here talking shit, dude. How about this one?
Okay, declined to be fair, at the time we did that trade, Sandy was still pitching and Mike Trout was injured.
You are the biggest. So, okay.
And then it flipped.
Ollie is the biggest hater of trades I've ever seen. Look at this one. You rejected this trade and then sent it back to me. Logan Gilbert, Henry Davis declined for Aaron Nola. Declined, and then you sent it back to me. Okay. Typical Oswald behavior. Jeepers fuck. Oh, my God. You declined Bryce Elder for Eloy. What? Why?
Bryce Elder's fucking terrible. What do you mean, why?
That's a, I sent you
Mike that one Trout. Makes sense. Not gonna lie. I'm not an Elder guy either.
I am done with Eloy, though. I won't own him again.
How about I sent you Mike Trout, you sent me Sandy Alcantara and Yoshida, and you declined that one. Wow. Okay. All right. All right, fucker.
Okay, what about this one? Blake Snell for Dalton Varsho and Christian Encarnacion Strand. How about that offer?
That sounds like a good trade. Why'd you hate on that one? You know what? More trades need to happen. You know what?
Trades I don't the disagree.
They're
but
not.
More trades
they're not
going to
happen though with those offers. Yeah. Then you just shut people out.
I like to start off low and then work my way up.
Yeah, but if you start off low, it just burns the bridge right away.
Yeah, I open trades just knowing I'm probably not going to accept it. How fuck six trades? I don't know. That's the honest truth of just like, all right, let me. Fingers already on decline before I even look at it.
I think the fastest decline button belongs to Connor, though. Connor will decline a trade before I send it. Like, I'll send it, I'll hit the button, and within moments, it's like, I get a notification X. It's like, damn, dude, how'd you even fucking. Did you even read the text? Like, shit.
He's like the opposite of Shane. Shane will never respond.
Yeah,
never.
Shane just lets him
we'll
go
just
away.
Let it sit there, let it expire, which I kind of respect.
Me too.
Kind of annoying when you're trying to make a deal. You're like, wait, are you interested? And the answer is always no, at least for me.
True. He actually took a couple trades from me this year, I think, though. Yeah, whatever. Anyways, so what's going on, guys? How is your life treating you?
Fine. I had a good draft idea earlier.
Yeah.
It would be things that don't hit the same.
Okay.
I feel like that's a pretty good draft idea. I don't know what.
I love that.
I like that.
How that came to me. Do you guys want to do an impromptu draft?
Yes.
Fuck it, yeah.
Let's do it right now.
All
right.
Who wants to go first?
Wait.
I'm ready right the fuck now. I thought of one.
How many are we doing here?
We can do, we'll do a top three.
Okay.
Go ahead. You can go first. I'll go last. All
right, number one for me, the NFL.
Yes, that's a great one.
The NFL. You know what, though? I was thinking about it yesterday because I watched a lot of Red Zone yesterday. And there was a big run by Christian McCaffrey. And then he didn't score. And then, like, Jeffrey Mason pounded it in for the touchdown. And Scott Hansen was like, for all you people that have Christian McCaffrey, Mason just vultured a touchdown. And I was like, what's wrong with this picture where I'm, like, mad? I don't even have McCaffrey in any league. I'm like, who, why? Like, the NFL is, we bitched about this 1,000 times over, but like, in that moment, it hit me. Like, dude, the guy needed a fucking breather. Like, McCaffrey just ran 70 yards. Yeah, he needs a fucking moment to himself. Mason needed that touch. Like, it wasn't Mason's fucking drive, but yeah, he got a touchdown. Like, so like, I was just thinking, like, the NFL is so watered down and weird now that we're mad about, like, who scores a touchdown. It doesn't hit the same. Like, the old days, we'd watch the Patriots on a Sunday, and, like, Tully Bantakane would, like, get a tackle. I'm like, yeah. Or, like, Akeem Ayers was playing, and it was like, yeah, that motherfucker, like, laid somebody out. Or Gary Guyton, you know, that defense. You're like, oh, I get hyped up on a Sunday. Now it's like, dude, I don't care about anything anymore. There you go. That's my first round
pick. Because of fantasy and betting, realistically, right? Because you're just – we're all, like – just worried about fantasy fucking outcomes.
That's it.
Like, not just enjoying sitting back and being like, oh, wow, McCaffrey's having a hell of a season. Instead, yeah. It's like, oh, fuck, I bet on Jalen Hurts to win MVP, so like, he can't be doing that well.
Exactly.
Like, so, yeah.
Like, you remember, that. Do you remember watching, like, Jamie Collins? Like, I remember, like, watching Jamie Collins on a play and being like, wow, he is so athletic. Like, focusing in on certain players. I don't even do that shit anymore. It doesn't hit the same.
Yeah,
tougher too when you're watching Red Zone.
That's true too. That's fact. All right, what you got,
Billy? You can go.
All right, this one. You know what? This kind of feels like low hanging fruit, but I'm going to say it anyway. I feel like it's just like a rite of passage that every generation says it's like it's over, and that it gets worse and worse. But SNL, it doesn't hit the same.
That's legit. What sparked this thought in my mind? I saw like,
oh, really?
I swear to God, it was, I think I saw something Adam Driver did. I was like, that was pretty funny, but man, does this show just suck these days?
Yeah. Like, did you guys watch that? Like in high school, like stay, like I worked a lot of like weekends and like got out of work around 11 o'clock. So I'd get home like right before SNL started. Basically, I would watch it almost every week. And it was like, it was so cool. And I loved it. And it's, I don't know, certain skits. I was never like a forced person to be like, oh my gosh, that was fucking hilarious. But I feel like it's few and far between now where it's like, oh, that was really, really funny. Maybe just comedy in general is not as funny.
Yeah, I'm with you all the way. High school, and even through college, Saturday nights, man, no doubt. Till 1 o'clock in the morning. Oh, man.
Yeah, for real.
Your favorite music guys on that night. Oh, man. Those are the days. Yeah, it's over now.
I've got another good one. It's video game releases in particular.
Okay.
When a game comes out, it used to be, oh my God, this game's coming out. 2 days, 3 days, yeah. 2 days, 1 day. Let's go to midnight release. Remember going to a midnight release, dude?
Many.
Now it's just like, oh, I've got the game pre-downloaded 2 hours in advance for 230 gigabytes, and I played it for an hour, and it fucking sucks.
Pop off, Ollie. You're right.
Oh, video games. And their releases in particular, they just don't hit the same.
That's a complete fact.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I like that one.
I agree. What about digital games too? I think that's like, as you kind of alluded to. Would you rather just do discs, go back to that? Or is it like, because that's, it's convenient, but it is fucking annoying.
I still
and sad.
Do, I don't know, if this is probably unpopular in this day and age, but for the Switch, I still buy all my discs. All my hard copies.
Dude, I kind of do the same for the Switch. I don't know why.
I think I've only bought like one or two digital Switch games.
Same. I think Mario Golf is like my only digital one. I just kind of ran out of room in my fucking case.
Yeah.
Like, all right, let me buy a digital one so I don't have to buy a new case.
Second thing, my second pick will be the Boston Red Sox. Just don't hit the same. Maybe I'll eat my words next week if they sign Yamamoto. But right now, the Boston Red Sox, thing of the past.
A thing of the past.
I dare say it that the Red Sox are a thing of the past. Dangerously close, anyways, for me. If they let Yamamoto go somewhere else, especially to the Dodgers or the Yankees, then the Red Sox, as we knew it, officially do not hit the same and are not who they used to be.
I'm also with you there too. And I was on that train on opening day with you when we saw that.
Yeah.
That it was like, dude, what is this shit? What is this product?
You were, and I held out hope last year as much as I could, but this offseason, especially how it's gone so far with your biggest rival getting a generational superstar, Shohei Ohtani going to the Dodgers, not that you were really in on him to begin with, but it's more so that the Yankees are out there like making big Yankee moves, and you're just like, Let's go trade for Tyler O'Neill and sign Seth Lugo. That'll show him. Like, all right. That's like, I like Tyler O'Neill. I think there's some intriguing upside with that trade, but it does not move the needle from my fan perspective, even one little tiny bit. So right now, as of December 11th, 2023, the Red Sox do not hit the same.
I'm with you all the way, Ollie.
Asterisk, subject to change if Yamamoto is a Red Sox.
That would be nice.
Love it.
I hope that one does change, but I agree. No.
Achilles, you?
I'll go a little general here. At first I was going to say Twitter, but then fuck it. I'll say just social media. It's like not cool anymore. I don't know. To me, like, it's just not fun. No one's having fun. It's not. Yep. No one's like, oh man, I love, like, even the latest one that had like a cool stretch was Instagram. I don't know. I'm over Instagram. I'm just like, I don't know. Doesn't hit the same for me. I don't post on it anymore. I'm just like, I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm just in between. Just like, feel like I'm aging myself out, and it's my own doing. But I'm just like, I don't know. So social media. Sorry. Sorry to Mark Zuckerberg. I know you're a big fan. Probably listening.
Right now. You know what? That's a great take, too. It's a great take. Because it's we're in that weirdo zone. Like, for a little while there, like, Twitter was the most amazing thing ever. And then if you didn't tweet for a little while, you're like, oh, man, that guy's off Twitter. Good for him. But now it's like, dude, Twitter's like, I don't know, just so toxic and terrible. So many bad things. You see, TikTok. Weird mind control-y shit. Instagram, ugh. Get rid of this shit. I'm out. I'm with you all the way.
I struggle to get into like TikTok too. Like, I don't know. I feel like we missed the window there too, which makes me, yeah, just feels weird. Get too into that.
TikTok creeps me out. I don't know about TikTok. Just freaks me out.
That one's definitely, I mean, they're just stealing so much information from us.
Yeah,
they all are, I guess, but TikTok in particular is a fucked up one. But yeah, sorry, social media.
I like it. I got one. What does not hit the same for me? Alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, how about that? Good one.
You know what? I think you know what? It's kind of nice doing this podcast as we were getting older. All of us are like aging as this happens. So like,
yeah.
When we were younger, the shit wouldn't matter, but now it's like, yo, like, I'm not trying to be like sore and tired the next day. Like,
that's what I mean, dude. Like,
ooh, I had a tough weekend of it, actually. I'm hurting. I was hurting today. I was like, this is not relaxing. Or this is not a relaxing like weekend just at home.
That's not, yeah. Is that what you want? Fuck that.
But I'm still delusional about it, to be honest with you. Gina did not approve of this, but last night I was trying to convince her, what if we did first half of the Eagles game at the bar, and then we went to the Travis Scott concert for the second half, which she was like, absolutely not. That is the worst idea ever. Which it was. But I know. On a Sunday night. who do I think I am? But tickets are just cheap for Travis Scott. I didn't realize he was it makes sense why he's not doing well. But yeah, I feel wonder why. Alcohol just does not, you can't rally like we used to.
I don't remember the last time I was actually like, yeah, I'm excited to go fucking just get drunk. It's been a while for me, because every time I do, my hangovers are just so bad now. Maybe it's poor preparation on my end and part of it, but man, I feel like I do the right things and then I wake up with just like my stomach. It's my stomach more than my head for me personally.
Yeah.
God, my stomach just fucking is like, it's in knots.
Yeah, it's like, oh, why did you do that? Yeah, oh, man.
God damn. You had pizza too, you fucking idiot. Now you're on the toilet all morning, dude.
just shit your brains out.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, you got a last one?
I'm going to go with music releases too.
Yeah.
I'm sick of, I don't know, like, there's no consistency with music anymore. I think that, like, I don't know, like, it's, I guess the rappers or musicians that, like, that you really like, they take their time with shit still. But, like, a lot of people, either they're putting stuff out too much or, like, and I'm talking about, like, for example, right now, Trippie Redd. I love Trippie Redd. But he put out, like, I'm bothered by his newest album. Like, he put out a new, like, he put out three albums this year, and they all sucked. Like, and I love the guy, but what the fuck? Like, I don't know, like, this weird album rollouts, and then you have, like, weirdo shit, like, I love Playboi Carti, but that album's coming, and it's, like, this weird rollout with this weird, I don't know. I'm just sick of the weirdness. What's everybody got to be weird? Just put the fucking music out. Why you gotta be a weirdo about everything? I don't know. I'm sick of weirdness in music. Music industry. How about that?
Yeah, it definitely is. Maybe it's just highlighted more because of social media, but now we get to see day in and day out how just, like, weird it is. Yeah. Maybe that's part of it. Like weirdo the last behavior 10 to 15 years have, like, kind of put you onto it, opposed to, like, pre-social media. It was always just, like, news and reports and, you know, fucking music videos on MTV, that type of shit. But yeah. Now it's all out there day to day. Like, it could be it. Maybe.
Is that how the world's going to be? Like, is this how we're just going to just divulge into, like, just, like, knowing it all the time? And, like, if you miss a moment.
They're just obsessed with information. They need to know everything about everything.
Look at addiction.
And more important, and on the flip side, that back to the social media thing is, like, people just want to, they just crave the attention that social media gives you.
Yeah.
That's part of it. And it's just like, to the people, I don't want to speak for you guys, but, like, I just don't crave attention. I don't crave people's approval. So, like, could get rid of all my social media and not think anything of it.
I agree. I think I want less people to see my tweets than I did 5 years ago. It's like I'm just
right.
Even, like, 2 years ago, I thought it was really cool to, like, blow up, and now I'm just like, eh.
Could go it doesn't seem worth it, too. I don't know.
How about things are changing now, too? Like, if you use, like, my girlfriend was telling me this, if you use the crying laughing face, that's cringe. You're supposed to use
what?
Seriously, if you're texting somebody and you're like, if you think something's funny, if you use the crying laughing face, you're an old person. You're supposed to use the crying, actual crying look, one that looks like you're actually crying. That's supposed to be the laughter.
Is that, like, what young, like,
I do both,
like, yeah, like Gen Z people are saying, or is that just, like, everyone?
Wait, isn't she, like, your age?
Yeah, she's fucking a year younger than me.
She's fucking hip to it, huh?
She's hipper than me.
She knows what's in and what's out.
I'm like, okay, well, I'm still using the fucking laughing emoji if I think it's funny. But
yeah, I can't unlearn that. What the fuck?
How you gonna like? Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it's made for. Like, it's like in real life, I'm gonna just, like, change the way I laugh. You know, you know, like, oh, like, start crying when things something's funny to me. It's not that funny.
That's cringe. I feel like saying that's cringe is cringe too.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel natural to me. Like, even just, like, I guess I would say that's cringy, so I guess that's effectively the same. But still. Oh, fuck. Sorry. I just died in Fortnite. Fuck.
You got a third, a last one here, Gilly?
Ooh. I need to take a second.
Okay. I'll take your turn then.
Yeah. Trade you my pick.
Yeah. kind of sad to say, I would say, but, like, birthdays just don't hit the same at this point. Personal thing. True. But, like, I don't really look forward to doing anything on my birthday or, like, to celebrate it or anything. And that's kind of like holidays or Christmas, I guess, can kind of be joined in there, especially because I'm, like, you know, I'm pretty much right there. But they like I still enjoy the family time and whatnot. I think that at this point in my life, that's what I look forward to more so than just like celebrating myself.
Yeah.
When, as a kid, I get it. You want to celebrate, blah, blah, blah. But you're at this age now where like celebrating yourself just feels weird. Yeah. Like the audacity of myself to celebrate my own birthday. Like what a fucking douchebag move. You know, I don't know. It feels kind of weird to say out loud, but you guys just had your birthdays. My birthday's coming up next week. And I'm just like, I just don't give a shit.
Brief interruption from our regularly scheduled program to talk about our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Pretty exciting time of year. You've got the NFL in full swing, college football, things are heating up, NHL just came back, baseball, you've got the playoffs and the World Series just around the corner, and you've also got the NBA and college basketball just about to return as well. It doesn't get better than that, in my opinion. And what better way to celebrate and enjoy those games than by participating in some wagers with DraftKings Sportsbook? You can download DraftKings Sportsbook now and use code SSBT to sign up. New customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly just for betting $5. Again, code SSBT only on DraftKings Sportsbook. An official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. A lot of great promos and sports boosts on a nearly daily basis. A lot of fun ones to sprinkle some action, even on those Thursday night games, World Series plays, etc. So again, promo code SSBT for new customers, and please enjoy. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY, which is 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Please call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.co/football for eligibility, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode. Thanks.
Well, when you hit 30, you'll notice like
I'm almost there, dude. I'm not too far behind you.
Well, hurry up, buddy.
I'm trying. Good. Trying to catch
it. It only
up,
gets but... worse. No.
Yeah, I know. That's
does not get point. Better. No, you're right. I don't know. Birthdays are kind of weird.
That's a good
now.
One.
Yeah.
Well, because time's different now too. You know, we're getting older and the world's fucked up and
there's no other milestones to hit. Like we've got it all.
Right.
We can. You're 18. You can drive. You can vote. You can drink. You can
exactly. That's actually probably part of it. It's just like
you can rent a car. It's all. We got it all now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna be 30, and like, God, fuck, God damn, I'm gonna be 30, huh?
Like I'm fully an adult. Like for real. There's no excuses at all about anything.
I know. Like when I was a kid, and my parents had me when they were in their early 30s, and I'm like. That's kind of old, huh? That's kind of old to have kids when I was a kid thinking that. And now I'm about to be 30 with absolutely no intuition of having any children anytime soon.
Oh, shout come out, on,
shout
Ollie.
Out, shout out to Josh Ipaz.
You well, can
like,
do it, Ollie.
Josh was like, I mean, I could, but I have no intention to.
Yeah. Oh, big flex.
Hey, yo. Yeah, not to brag, but this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Had sex before.
Nope. But no more penis pictures after this.
Yeah.
Respect, Ollie.
Yeah, no big deal. Took a while to get there, but you know what? Only a matter of time.
It's true. Dude, shout out to Josh though. He was ready. He's the one he Dude, wanted it.
Josh has been ready for at least 10 years.
Yeah. That guy was like born to be a dad.
He was.
Yeah, that's That's impressive. That it really is. You're right. I feel like that is. It's just crazy too to think of. Like, I don't know how your guys' parents of how old they were when they had kids, but it's just like that's a complete shift.
It is.
Of just like, even just, I don't know, our generation is just like in such a weird spot with that shit. Just like buying houses and kids and shit. It's like,
yeah, it's really hard to start that up compared to where they were at their age.
Yeah, because money was like, you know, able to be made and saved. Now it's kind of like,
not.
You know, yeah, it's just not possible
now,
anymore.
Now you can't do that, yeah.
Now it's like, okay. Fuck.
You can't rent a place to save up. You have to buy a place to save up to buy another place.
Right.
At least that's what I'm doing, because it doesn't make sense to do it that way.
Yeah, I don't know. I like to have a kid someday, but I think it's going to be a little while for your boy, too.
Hey, better late than never.
Like you always say, Ellie. Like you're about to be saying.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be 40 with kids. Who knows?
Hey, fuck it.
I know, but then it flips. Then it's like, oh shit, do you really want to be the elderly guy at the high school graduation? That's like,
yeah,
no, that too. We're in that zone now. We have to start thinking about
that.
You
gotta pick up the
pace. We are.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, we're not that. But you're right. Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like, oh, the next 10 years could slip by, and it's like, oh shit. Then we're in trouble.
This is an existential kind of podcast.
Yeah.
It is.
Shout out to James Murphy.
All right. Shout out to James Murphy. He's listening through it.
Fantasy sports. I think they are not hitting the same. I think we're kind of like a lot of what we've said before, like even just like, I don't know, we're just overexposed to too much shit and kind of going back to like the NFL. I don't know. I think I stretched myself too thin. I said yes to like every single like fantasy league for a few years in a row, and now I'm just like in too many leagues that I don't know. There's no going unless the league folds. I don't know how you get out. I'm just not the type to be like, I'm out this year, guys.
Yeah.
Like, I can do one more. And I just, so that's it. I feel like fantasy football this year really got watered down for me.
Football,
I'm only in like playoffs or like half my leagues too. It's sad.
I agree.
Used to be potent
for football. I agree. It doesn't.
I'm with you all the way.
Yeah. I've got myself down to three leagues, which is, I think that's pretty good. That's a good number. But even so, just like my passion for it just isn't.
Football just sucks. I'm
from
sorry.
That's another part of it. It's just like nobody fucking scores points unless you have like three guys. It's like if you don't have Tyreek Hill or Christian McCaffrey, then like what are we even playing for? Because those are the only guys that fucking score points in the NFL anymore.
And then you think like about like keepers. Those guys next year, I don't know. Like they're probably going to be burnt out, you know?
And even so, it's just like you draft a guy in the first round, he gets out for the season. Like if you drafted Justin Jefferson in your league, you just don't stand a chance this year. You're just absolutely fucked.
Yeah. That was depressing, actually, that he played, what, not even a half? Like a quarter of football?
Yeah.
He got hurt again?
I agree. Doesn't hit the same. Good impromptu draft. Any other topics you guys want to touch on here? We've got 7 minutes left.
Yeah, I just want to say fantasy baseball, though, that still slaps. And it's still, to me at least, I'm still a complete and total addict. And just baseball in general. Like, baseball has never slapped harder, I think, to me. Like, altogether.
What sucks is that, you're right, baseball's in a fucking fantastic spot, I think. There's so many young superstars and whatnot, and more personalities are coming out. Like the fucking Reds and the Rangers, like these teams come out of fucking nowhere. And,
right.
But then you get it, the Diamondbacks and the Rangers in the World Series, and like nobody cares from a national perspective. Like the ratings were shit and whatnot. But back to my original point, Steve, if the Red Sox don't do anything, you're going to have to adopt a National League team. Might have to go to the Snakes.
That's fine. I'll go with
they've
it.
Got enough Reds, they've got enough Red Sox blood over there where it's like kind of, you know, pulling for our guys, you know?
I'll rock the Snakes with you, or I'll rock the Phillies with Gilly. I don't care.
That's true. Red Sox. Phillies kind of got a backup team over there.
Yeah. And they're fun. Phillies are cool.
They are. They're really cool. Bryce Harper. Fucking talk about personality.
And it's cool, too, with the Braves being as good as they are, because I feel like the Phillies are just able to, like, replay the whole underdog thing every year. Like, oh, yeah. The Braves are so good. Like, we're just a scrappy team. Chip on our shoulder.
Oh, my God, right. Dude. Supposedly, speaking of baseball and bullshit, Ohtani will defer 68 of his $70 million annual salary every season.
I saw that.
68?
So he's or on the books.
I didn't see that much, though, actually.
He's on the books for $2 million a year.
No.
What? That can't be true.
I wonder, I don't know how much, like, of that will go towards luxury tax. That is an insane loophole, if that's true.
Yeah, it's just absolutely preposterous if that's true. That's just fucking not right. Did the Dodgers have all that money to get more shit? Oh my God. We're fucked.
Yeah, in an effort to enable the Dodgers to continue spending money around stars like Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman, Ohtani agreed to defer all but $2 million of his annual salary.
The whole
until the completion of the contract. So now all his
new Bobby
money
Bonilla.
He's going to be paid $68 million a year from 2034 to 2043.
Which it won't be. I mean, what, 68 million then will be, or 68 million now will be like what? 90 million then? So they're saving money by doing this.
Yeah, that's. Oh, I can't believe Yamamoto is going to be a Dodger too, man. Like, now baseball just doesn't hit the same.
Just like that.
Just like that. Boom. Ohtani and the Dodgers ruined professional baseball, just like LIV Golf ruined professional golf.
Yeah, wait. Can you give us a quick recap of what's going on with? I thought.
Yeah, please.
Nothing went through in terms of like the partnership. Is that what I'm gathering? That like there's a deadline coming up.
Yeah, so like the partnership was, it wasn't like the two leagues merging. It was that they would be funded by the same fucking Saudi Arabian group, basically.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, that was my kind of understanding of it. And obviously, that made a lot of PGA Tour players really mad, especially the ones that rejected LIV deals because they were like, "I go to LIV. I get all this money, but then I can never come back to the PGA Tour." And then they just went over and were like, "Hey guys, want to team up?" And they were like, "Yeah, let's team up and use the same money." And then I don't really know where it's at, but it has to like pass a bunch of shit in court here in, you know, the American judicial system. I think that deadline's the end of the year. So it is definitely a confusing process. It was never going to be like LIV and the PGA Tour are one. They were going to remain separate. But like just the way the tours were funded, I think we're going to be from the same source, like the same, you know, council or whatever you want to define it as.
Gotcha.
But that might not happen. And obviously John Rahm, by the way, is putting Shohei Ohtani in a locker with his AAV, because John Rahm's deal is $600 million. That's supposedly over 3 years. Not confirmed, but that's what a lot of people are hearing and expect it to be. So Rahm's just making a casual $200 million a year.
That's insane.
It's ridiculous.
I can't even fathom that amount of money.
What pissed me off about this, about the Rahm one, though, is like last summer, he came out in an interview, was like, "I don't know what $400 million could do to change my everyday life." And then Liv was like, "What about $600 million? And he's like, "Yeah, you know what? You got a deal."
And then he
goes on Fox News of all places and is like, "Yeah, I feel like this is a really good chance to grow the game." It's like, dude, you took $600 million. It's not right. Like,
yeah, just be honest that you took the money.
What are we doing? Yeah, but that's kind of where we're at. Any closing takes?
Closing take, Spider-Man game of the year. Got robbed.
What won game of the year? Zelda?
Baldur's Gate. I don't want to try. I don't want to give that a little try, but Spider-Man, yo, love that game. Loved it.
I know nothing about Baldur's Gate, but I feel like that's the type of game you need to like put like 80 hours in to just like is that a good assessment? Is that the type of game?
I don't know.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
Probably the more you play it, the more you get out of it, yeah.
You know, I wonder if Ro, well, you know what? I'm sure if we made the time we could, but I want a game like that. Just one more time. GTA 6. GTA 6. Oh my god.
Yeah, here it comes.
Oh, we forgot to talk about it.
Yeah, well, it's because Stevie Bales bailed last week, but maybe next week we'll have more time. We will find out then. Good talk, boys.
Good talking, my friends.
Good cliff.